From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW football team has won 7 games in a row. Head coach Nick Anderson discussed how the coaching staff has gone about motivating the team throughout the season.
Keep challenging the kids. You know, we try to find those small goals so we can accomplish our big goals. That's kind of the way we've been going through this season, is taking 1 week at a time. And you know, obviously we have a goal of winning each week, but you know, making smaller goals, game goals. And so hopefully that'll, you know, if we can accomplish a lot of these small goals, we'll be able to get the big goal of a district championship.
GW is now 7-1 overall and is currently the top-ranked team in Region 4D. The Eagles will play at Tunstall tomorrow night. The Virginia Tech football team will host number 16 Louisville on Saturday. Interim head coach Phil Montgomery said this week that stopping the Louisville offense will be a tall task.
All their running backs, but the two they primarily play, I mean, those guys are electric. And so they get the ball to them in a lot of different ways. You look at their receivers, I mean, they're big, they're tall, they can run, they've got a great catch radius. Lacey does everything. They've had so many explosive plays, and that's one of the things you got to look at from our defensive standpoint is like, you've got to limit those opportunities for them.
Louisville is averaging just under 35 points per game this season. The game will kick off at 3 on Saturday on the CW Network. In the World Series, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-1 to take a 3-2 series lead in the World Series. Trey Savage struck out 12 batters through 7 innings for the Blue Jays and allowed just 3 hits and a run in the win. Game 6 will be on Friday night in Toronto. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.